Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. For our conversation today, we will focus in on the emerging markets, though specifically in on Venezuela. I am joined today by my colleague from CIO, Senior Emerging Market Strategist from CIO Americas, Alberto Rojas. Alberto, welcome back. Thank you for dropping by to address this timely topic for our listeners, our clients. I know you and our colleague Alejo Zarwanko last spoke on Venezuela a couple of months ago here on the program, but a lot, of course, has happened in between. So where do things stand as of today with respect to Venezuela, Alberto?
Well, thank you, Dan, for giving me a chance to chat a little bit about this. The current situation in Venezuela is as follows. The United States conducted an operation in which it removed from the country leader Nicolás Maduro. Nicolás Maduro is currently in the United States and will face the justice system. In this situation now, there appears to be an interim government in Venezuela led by former officials of the former Maduro administration, in particular led by the current interim president, Delcy Rodríguez. And, you know, we're not, it's very hard to comment on all the details of what took place in Venezuela, from a military standpoint of the U.S., because we're not experts on the subject. And I think that we should not focus so much on what took place in that incredible operation by the U.S. military, but what should we focus on from now on? Where do things go from here? I think that that's something that people should be looking at closely.
So, Alberto, from hearing that, clearly a lot of complexities involved and a lot of uncertainty at the moment. With that all in mind, what should we be taking into account right now amidst all the uncertainty?
Sure. The United States has been quite clear. We're getting reports on a daily basis on what the U.S. wants. Even President Trump has stated and commented very clearly on this. And what the U.S. wants is for Venezuela to stabilize, for Venezuela to improve as a country, for Venezuela to not take part on illegal activities on the Western Hemisphere, and for Venezuela to decouple from international actors that are perceived as opposing actors to the United States' interest. So what should we look at going forward is, you know, the U.S. said already that the interim government of Venezuela is negotiating, is understanding of this reality. But those are words. We need to see actions. We need to see facts. And what we should be looking at is a clear evidence that the interim government of Venezuela is being compliant with what the U.S. is requesting. What do I mean by this? We need to see that the announcement that President Trump made about oil being shipped to the United States, we want to see that happen. We need to see information as the weeks go by that individuals that are deemed as political prisoners in Venezuela are released. We need to see information that actors from countries that are considered adversaries of the U.S. depart Venezuela. For instance, we need to see as months go by that perhaps the U.S. does, perhaps the U.S. actually reopens the embassy in Caracas. When we start to see these actions, we're going to realize that it's not words, it's a reality. And we can feel, as if those things happen, we can start to feel much more comfortable that progress will really be made.
So as this remains a very fluid situation, what should our clients know at the moment, Alberto?
What clients should take into account is that, of course, anybody would like for Venezuela to be stable already. Anybody would like for the country to improve in just a week, but the reality is that transitions towards democracy are not so quick. If you look at history, if you look at what happened in Spain, what took place in Chile, what took place in Argentina, Uruguay, what we learn is that transitions from an autocratic regime towards a democratic situation took as little as 1 year and as long as 3 years or 4 years. So this can't be as quick, and we should embrace that reality. But what we should be focused is on seeing those small steps that demonstrate that the country is indeed walking towards a better situation. So we'll be watching that closely. And I would say to people that from the side of investors, we are seeing cautious optimism. And we can confirm that when we see that bond prices have reacted to the upside, because investors believe that this time it's much more meaningful and much more credible that a change will actually happen over the medium to long term.
Well, Alberto, very timely information as well as helpful context and guidance. So thank you for joining us on today's episode of Top of the Morning to keep our listeners and clients informed. And we'll, of course, continue to keep our listeners and clients informed as developments take place. But thank you again, Alberto, for your time today.
Oh, pleasure, Dan.
And again, today we have been joined by Alberto Rojas, Senior Emerging Market Strategist from CIO Americas. I do want to point out, as it relates to our conversation today, the Emerging Markets team at the UBS Chief Investment Office did publish a note in response to this weekend's developments in Venezuela. That title is Venezuela, Maduro is Out, So What's Next? This publication is available for you now up on UBS.com/CIO, though for clients of UBS, please be sure to contact your UBS financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of this publication directly. From UBS Studios, I'm Dan Cassidy. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.